Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. All I can say is let the weekend not begin, because I began my weekend on Wednesday. But anyway, let the games begin. Roll out the red carpet. We are broadcasting live from one of the greatest restaurants in all of the galaxy. We are broadcasting live in the middle of happy hour. Come on over here and join us right here, right now, at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. We are having a great time. We are surrounded by great culinary and cocktail experiences, and we're going to be diving head first to all of the deliciousness here with a whole network, a whole landscape of celebrities all across the Grand Canyon State joining us for this live broadcast on the Menu Live from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. Now, as we scan the landscape of celebrity co-hosts, as we do each and every Saturday at 5 o'clock, there's a guy who hasn't been on the show in a long time, and I thought it was high time that he get his butt back next to me. He brings hammer time to any culinary and cocktail experience that he faces. My good friend CJ Ham is in the house.
You can't touch this.
No way, you got to drop.
Oh, way to go. Chuck back at 104.1 is my hero. He's always prepared. You know, this is almost like a, you know, you go to a baseball game, there's a walk-up song.
Yes.
So that's your walk-up
song. I was going to give you some trouble if you didn't give me a long laundry list of accolades like you did Farlow the other week, but I got MC Hammer,
you
so I win.
Exactly. Well, before we get in deep with you, let me just say, I attended a memorial service today, a good man. We lost a good man. He is the father of two of my very good friends from high school, and I had a time to hear some great stories about Charlie Parker and the love that his family represents, and I was reminded, CJ Ham, that he was a Bombay Sapphire guy today,
wow.
Right? So I thought, what a great way to remember this remarkable man in high order, and that is to raise a glass. I've chosen to pull up a Bombay Sapphire Martini here. So,
nice.
In memory of a remarkable man, Charlie Parker, we will raise our glasses. What are you going to choose for the toast today?
I believe they said they gave me Blanton's. I just asked for some whiskey.
Little whiskey. Going for the Blanton's. All right. Salute, CJ. Nice
Charlie,
to have you back on. Let me have a tug of this. Hmm. No wonder Charlie Parker was
great
a Bombay
guy.
Sapphire guy.
Great guy and great first name.
Exactly.
Gotta love a Charles.
Anyway, our love is out to the entire Parker family on what is a difficult time, but hearing the stories about who this man was and the gifts that he imparted to his family, his legacy will live on for a long time.
Indeed.
So talk about legacy, man. You have got quite a bit of a legacy going. You have not been on the show since you took over the reins of Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room.
Yeah.
How are things going down in Main Gate Square?
They're going great. You know, Saturday afternoon's a little rougher to get out, but
I was going to ask you,
I'm here, man.
How you got out on a busy day as a restaurateur?
A great, great staff working for me, so, you know, I can do things like that and be fully confident in day-to-day operations and come here and party with you.
Right on. Well, speaking of parties, you guys got something going on May the 21st. Now, there's a party, CJ Ham, and there's a party. There's a barbecue bash. Now, CJ Ham is not comfortable with just a party. You
no.
don't want to just throw a party.
No,
but
no.
You have got something up your sleeve for May 21st that all brothers of the barbecue within our listening audience need to know about. What's going on down there?
Absolutely. So we're calling it the TUC Summer Barbecue Smash. Bash, not smash.
It can be a smash.
I'm going for the alliteration, though. You know, I am a writer, too.
Yes, you are.
So basically what it is it's, you know, summer. Barbecue.
Right on.
Beer.
Have to.
Whiskey.
Booze.
Of course, whiskey every month.
Right.
You know. But, no, so I think it's summer. It's Tucson. I'm bringing in a bunch of local guys, a bunch of local businesses, and we're all going to throw kind of a party together. It's all intertwined. And I think it's, like, the perfect thing. It's the beginning of summer. Right? U of A graduation's over.
Right.
So Tucsonans have University Boulevard to themselves.
Right on.
Come on down and party with us. Eat barbecue. Drink some Dragoon. I'm doing a barbecue sauce with Dragoon beer. We got Whiskey Del Box going to be in the house. We got three different cocktails that my barman Joe made up.
Oh, Joe.
Each of, you know, Joe.
I'm a big fan of Joe,
Joe's
man.
Great. Of each of the Del Bach whiskeys, we got E&R Pork.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, locally raised.
Those are
beautiful,
the
beautiful pig.
Those are the, I mean, that's a rare breed of pig they raise.
That's a creme de la creme.
The Mangalitsa pig, the big hairy pig. They call that the Kobe beef of pork.
Exactly.
And you're going to be doing whole hog there at Red's.
He's going down to my spot while I'm up here with you. He's going to go fit my smoker for the biggest, most beautiful hog we could throw in that baby.
I want to have a party where someone has to come over and fit my smoker. That's like a major bash, right?
And then, you know, our good friend Adam, he's doing promotions and stuff for it, and Tucson Foodie's a sponsor.
Right on.
They're in on the deal. Rep Tuck is a local clothing line on 4th Avenue.
Right on.
And they're the ones that did all of our uniforms and stuff for the restaurant. They are coming up with an event tee that you can purchase. I've already seen some proofs of the logos, man. It looks super awesome.
Oh, I'm going to save an XL for me.
You got
after,
it.
Actually, after dinner tonight, save me a double X.
Then, but the star of the party, I got to tell you, we are having the one and only On the Menu Live with Matt Russell.
Oh, blush.
In the house
I'm
that
blushing.
Night.
We're actually going to be doing a live remote broadcast from Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of all of the fun and there.
This
and, you
guy.
Know, this is why this needs to be a TV show.
Hey, you know who Albert, two of those judges were for that thing?
Albert Hall just walked in with a Smoking Showdown belt. Yes, he took home the gold at the first annual Southern Arizona Smoking Showdown. This guy knows how to do a brisket, man.
Yeah, he's showing out, man. He's showing out his barbecue belt. I see what he's trying to take me on. I could tell.
And I noticed, let's make sure we give props where props is due as well. He also proudly is donning a Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks baseball cap.
Yeah, and it's not, it's definitely a used cap, so he's, it's not for show, man. He wears that cap.
No, he doesn't. He does it with pride. Anyway, he's putting on the belt. He is putting it on. We're going to be talking to Albert Hall a little bit later on in the show about what the next 4 weeks in Acacia is going to look like, because all of our listening audience knows this is the countdown.
Yes.
The final chorus of goodbyes are commencing here. May 15th is the last day in business for Acacia.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break Albert Hall down, though, to find out what life after Acacia is going to look like. We're just going to see how much Albert Hall there is to go around.
I want to see your real interview skills come out, Matt. We got to get some tears out of
them. There's a 60 minutes right. version of On the Menu Live. So again, May 21st at Red Smokehouse and Tap Room. It's the summer barbecue bash. You've got Dragoon Brewing Company. You've got Whiskey Del Bach. You've got hogs from E&R Pork. You've got a whole hog plate for only $15, which includes a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can do what I do and go all the way and do all you can eat hog for only $22.
You know, I've heard that about you. I heard you go all the way.
I do. It's a family show, CJ.
Oh, sorry,
anyway,
sorry.
Now, do people need to get reservations? Do they need to get tickets? How does this work?
No, it's a barbecue. It's a barbecue. You come down and you get you a plate, and you get you a drink, and you just come down and have a good time. I'm not doing it super formal. It's not a ticket event.
Right.
It's not a bracelet event. You're coming down and you're joining me. It's like you're in my and Ramiro's backyard.
I love
and
it.
You're having a barbecue party with us. I don't even care if you don't sit at the table.
Where are you going to
walk up and grab some?
What time are you doing it?
4 to 8.
4 o'clock to 8 o'clock on May the 21st. Remind everybody where Red's is.
It's right in Main Gate Square, 943 East University Boulevard.
It is going to be a party. I asked about tickets or reservations. He says it's a barbecue.
It's a barbecue.
You show up, you get yourself a plate, and get in. Anyway, we're talking to CJ Hamm. He's the general manager of Red Smokehouse and Taproom. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour here for our live broadcast from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, there's royalty in the house. There's the two-time Tucson Chili champion Jonathan Revis is going to be on with us talking about what he needs to do to make sure that this year is a three-peat. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, fellow foodies. It's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and CJ Ham, broadcasting live from Acacia, having a great time.
Absolutely, always do.
Working that bourbon like a madman.
I'm just taking
good
a
for
nip.
You.
Just a nip.
Anyway, during the commercial, another celebrity walked in the door. Stephanie from Flutter Lash and Brow Studio on Campbell and Glenn just walked in. Now, I don't know where you get your lashes and brows done.
There, of course.
I go to Flutter.
Of course.
That's just me.
Is there anywhere else to go?
Good answer. Anyway, as we all know, the Southeast Arizona Wine Growers Festival is happening this weekend. This is the best of the best of Arizona wine. It's all happening. 20 winemakers from across the Grand Canyon State are in one place at the same time. But in addition to enjoying some great wines, CJ, there is some award-winning chili.
I heard there's some sort of contest down
there. A bit of a contest. There's a chili cook-off.
I heard that somewhere.
Now, all of the guys that go down there to cook chili are shaking in their boots. They're sweating. You know why? Because Jonathan Revis is coming back. He's won the People's Choice for 2 years in a row for his chili. He thinks he has what it takes to do it three times. He's the red hot chili prepper himself. Chef Jonathan Revis is with us. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. How are you doing,
Nice
Matt?
To see you.
Good to see you.
Well, I
got to
say, you got a big day tomorrow. Down at Sonoyta, exactly. Elgin area, to defend your two-year belt. You look great. I'd be a nervous wreck if I were you right now.
You know, it's a good time down there. It's a fun event. You know, everybody's there, you know, raising money for charity. It's, you know, it's a wine festival, so everybody's got good spirits anyway. So
right.
It doesn't help if you have a Merlot in your hand. So, I mean, I think it's more about the fun than it is a competition, but it is a competition, though.
I got to tell you, though, Chef. You do have that retirement Michael Jordan look to you. I think that is a good sign for a three-peat.
Seriously. Right. Okay. Seriously. All right, so people have been drinking wine all day today. They're going to be drinking wine all day tomorrow.
Exactly.
Now, but the chili cook-off actually is going on tomorrow.
There's two stages.
Okay.
So it's a little interesting. There's the group CASI, which is Chili Appreciation Society International, puts it on. And they have two different tiers. They have professional cooks and chefs from all around the country that are competing for points. And they actually get to go on to nationals and things like that in Vegas.
Wow.
And then they have a smaller element, which is what I'm in, which is also, you know, it's still judged by the same panel, but it's you know, it's not the point system. So they're doing their part today and tomorrow, but then the all around is tomorrow.
And you're going to just get up super early and drive down there tomorrow morning?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, did you, for year number one and year number two, when you took home People's Choice Award for the last 2 years, was it the same recipe both times?
It's been the same recipe both times. I've.
If it ain't broke, CJ.
Don't fix it.
Right on.
I've tweaked sometimes just because some people don't like the heat, but. I think the heat needs to be there. So.
Chili, you know, you gotta get the heat.
Let me assure you, Jonathan Revis, if you don't like the heat, you're not listening to this show.
Exactly.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
We bring the heat. Okay, so break down for us, what does it take to put together a chili that is going to bring the third year in a row, bring the belt back to Jonathan Revis?
It's, you have to use good ingredients.
Right.
I think that's the main thing. You know, it's a lot of people like to cook with the meatless chili or the meat chili, basically the Texas chili. but I thought that the whole thing needed to be hearty. It needed to have everything in it. So it's got peppers that are cut. It's got onions. It's got, you know, there's jalapenos. It's got all the seasoning, all the spices. It needs to be a bowl. It's a meal. I mean, you know, if you want just like a little spoonful of chili, you can go to a fast food restaurant that sells chili. But, you know, if you want something that's actually a meal, I mean, this is, it's got all the proper elements to it. And it's slow simmered and everything is put together. It's a really good taste.
Beans or no beans? Sorry.
I think beans. I know that there's a lot of people that are on both sides of the fence on that, but I think you had to put the beans in there.
I feel like chili Southern Arizona is beans as well.
You got to do it, right?
He actually delivered me a bowl of award-winning chili in the cold. I was outside.
Right.
And he brings it to me. And man, it just hit the spot.
I tell you now, are you a judge, CJ?
I am not.
Because that would be stuffing the ballot box.
Right.
I was giving him some troubles though, saying, "Oh, he's like, come down and root for me for my three-peat." And I said, "Oh, I'm in the contest. I'm cooking chili."
I did have a chance to try this last year, and there is no wonder why you have this look of confidence across your face, because there is fresh produce in this chili, fresh ingredients. You talk about quality ingredients is the anchor of the experience, and you've got all kinds of, how many different peppers are you bringing into this chili?
You've got your traditional, your red peppers, your green peppers. You've got some jalapenos. I mean, you know, I've thrown some poblanos in there a few times. I mean, I've experimented with some of the other hotter peppers. You know, of some of the guys who are there are really into, like, you know, hitting the Scoville units, and they're trying to blast you out of there. So I mean, they've got everything. I've seen ghost peppers and some of these things like that, but I try to keep it pretty mellow. So I mean, there's about three or four.
And how many chili competitors are you going up against tomorrow?
It's the field last year, I think, was about 15 or 20, and I think it's been about 15 or 20 each time around.
Boy.
So
1 year, nice. He wins. The next year, he wins.
He
I don't know,
out
CJ.
40 people right there.
He's got, I think, the red hot chili prepper himself is going to take home the gold again. Now, if people want to go down to the event, what time do things get started tomorrow?
So the gates open at 10. The event is from 11 to 5. It's at Keith Joshua Vineyards, and that's down in Elgin.
Beautiful estate. Winery.
Exactly.
Yeah, love it.
370 Elgin Road down there. So it's like right dead center of the whole wine country down there. And they've got over 20 wineries. They've got, in addition, there's also a salsa challenge. I'm not sure how that's all working. I'm not involved with that, but maybe that's something I'll jump into next year. But they've got music. There's going to be food trucks there. There's a variety of different things that are going to be coming up. I believe it's $25. If you go to the festival, you get a souvenir glass, you get 10 tastes, and you can buy more tastes, and you can go all around the different festival. If you just come down to the food competitions, I believe it's only $10 for that, or you can do everything. And it's sort of like a big Disneyland for the day for adults.
I
so
love
you get
it.
To come down
absolutely
there and do everything.
So. Now,
wine
people,
and chili.
Exactly. A perfect pairing. If people can't get down there tomorrow, where can they see you here locally?
Well, it's amazing that we're here at Acacia, because I'm actually working with Jeff Hall here
at
Acacia.
What a coincidence!
Yeah, so I'm actually working in the kitchen with him, and it's been great to work with him and with Brian Smith and to you know, try to absorb information from them and a lot
and
of knowledge there.
And it's a testament to your bravery.
You need to learn. You're gonna learn it the right way. So
learn from Albert. You can't beat it.
Anyway, exactly. Jonathan Revis, the guy behind the 2-time award-winning Tucson Chili Champion for the Southeast Arizona Wine Growers Festival. Good luck to you tomorrow, brother.
Thank you very much.
We're counting on you. We want to have you back on the show to let us know what it feels like to be the three-peat chili champion of all of the galaxy.
I got to have a belt like Albert, so hopefully I'll get a point this time.
We can arrange that. Anyway, Jonathan Revis, thank you so much, man.
No problem.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, the Acacia fun continues. We're going to be talking with Albert Hall himself about some events that are coming up over the next 4 weeks, because May 15th rolls around. It's the last day in business for Acacia. We're going to be talking about that, sharing some of our own favorite Acacia stories, so you don't want to miss one delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are having a great time. The four-week countdown to the day where the clouds will roll in. The last day of business at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. So we are getting things going strong, talking about all the great culinary and cocktail experiences that are going to be before you between now and the end of the road for Acacia. And whenever you're talking about culinary and cocktail experiences, you obviously go to our celebrity co-host. He's with us for the full hour. He's the general manager of Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room and a whiskey enthusiast in his own right, Mr. CJ Hamm.
Yes, and also a absolute regular of Acacia.
You know what? I think everybody that listens to this show is a regular of Acacia. You know, they just had an off-the-hook Easter experience. I've talked to a lot of people that were experiencing what Chef and his team do for this wonderful holiday. And speaking of wonderful, he just sort of swirls in. He sits down. You know, he's honestly one of the busiest guys in town. And there he is in all of his extravagance, the honorable executive chef, owner, proprietor, dishwasher, bottle washer, daycare provider, especially when CJ's in the house. Albert so Hall, true. Look at you!
You crazy.
You know what? The last time we were at this, and we were at the chef's table, CJ. How did we get this? How did we get this assignment?
I don't know.
We're literally at this great chef's table.
He throws me out.
Last time we were here, it was right before Father's Day, talking to Albert Hall about what was going on in this day for dads. But here we are, kind of bittersweet, as it were, CJ, because the clock starts now to count down the last 4 weeks of business for Acacia. Chef, what's up, man?
Don't be sad.
All right. We've got so much to be happy for and grateful for. My Chef Albert Hall story goes back almost 20 years. So, no, I'm not sad. I'm delighted for you and Lila. I know that this is the right thing for you, for the community. There will be some harder questions in the second half of the show, so don't stop sweating. But anyway, congratulations for everything that you and your team have done for decades all over the Western United States.
Well, thank you. You know, it's been a good run here at Acacia. Over 11 years. By the time we finish this thing up, it'll be 11 and a half years. And it's always been fun, you know.
As it should be.
Yeah, as it should be. And now it's time to do something a little bit different, which we can...
And we're going to talk about that.
Talk about
but we want to make sure that all of our audience knows that between now and May 15th, there are some really super fun things going on, beginning with, I think, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we are having a little dinner show. It's Mr. Bing's nightclub experience here at Acacia. It's a four-course prefix menu and a show, so dinner and a show. Should be pretty interesting. This is, for those of you out there that have never heard of Mr. Bing's, they put together a new show every time they perform. And it's really pretty unique. They're going to be doing the American Songbook.
Oh, fun.
So, you know, tunes from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and some dancing, some singing, some great food, and just a great evening of entertainment.
It's a great moment in time in that American storybook where food and cocktails and entertainment all intersected in just this mysterious and wonderful way.
The Greatest Generation.
The Greatest Generation.
Right.
I was at a Paul Elia dinner show here a few weeks ago, and we had a blast. So when you guys do an entertainment-focused event with great cuisine, great cocktails, and great entertainment, This is off the hook. Now, it's happening tomorrow.
It is at 6 o'clock. It's reservation only, so you need to give us a call. Call us at 232-0101. The cost is $60 per person. It includes your show and your dinner. Drinks are extra.
That includes the entertainment?
Yes.
$60 includes the show.
Includes the show.
Yeah. See, CJ?
I love it. Usually my dinner and show at Acacia is me watching Albert.
That's
sounds
right.
Even more entertaining. If that can be possible.
Again, 232-0101. And we're also and we're going to be talking about your grand finale dinner in the second part of the show, because I want to give the right amount of time for what you and your team have prepared for this grand finale. But Mother's Day is right around the corner.
It is, and everybody loves Mom.
Absolutely,
I have to tell you, Mother's Day falls on my late father's birthday,
Albert Hall Sr.
This year.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a, Mom, Dad.
Right on. Beautiful.
You know.
Beautiful.
And so we're pulling out all the stops. You know, we do two buffets a year at Acacia because we don't like to do buffets all the time. I think that they get kind of, you know. But our Easter buffet, which we just had, is over the top. Our Mother's Day buffet is over the top. There is something for everybody on this buffet. And, I mean, we have a choice of six entrees. We've got salads. We've got soups. We have, you know, we have a bread board, a bakery basket, probably 8-10 different salads. We have a seafood on ice station that includes all kinds of stuff. It's got mussel vinaigrette, snow crab claw clusters, Weimar shrimp cocktail, smoked oysters.
All right, so we're gonna have to finish this menu after the news break here, because there is so much going on in this menu. You don't want to miss it. But anyway, Chef Albert Hall is our special guest today. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks to more sponsors. And we're going to come back with Chef Albert Hall and Chef Brian Smith to roll out an amazing culinary cocktail hour of radio. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back. And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at Acacia. Real food and cocktails with my celebrity co-host, the general manager of Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room, CJ Hamm.
Yes, sir. Celebrity indeed.
And now you've had some whiskey. We're yes. surrounded by food. We're going to be talking yes. about some of the great Acacia food here, but we're back with our special guest, the Honorable Chef Albert Hall here, and part of this delicious and dynamic duo that continues to kick out excellence night after night at Acacia, Chef Brian Smith. Brian!
Hey, what's going on?
BDS Cooks. Is that it?
That's it.
Or
yeah.
Cook?
Yeah, Cook.
Brian
yeah.
is
BDS,
BDS
Cook on Instagram. Yes. Now, you're going to be flooded with followers after this show.
Well,
BDS Cook on Instagram. Always some great imagery when it comes to food. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us for this hour of deliciousness. Before the news break, Albert was talking about Mother's Day, and he started going down the menu, and I'm looking at the menu, and I'm thinking to myself, it's only an hour show. We need another hour to talk about the menu for Mother's Day, Albert.
Well, I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, but we're going to go all the way. We're going all the way with Mother's Day.
There's a hashtag right there.
Going all the way on Mother's Day.
Okay. Well,
it's going to be a lot of fun. And it is. Now, what Mother's Day is what, May 8th this year?
It's May 8th.
Uh huh.
We're serving from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
Then we're also serving dinner that night. I don't know why.
Why would you do that?
Well, I tried to talk my way out of it. We were busy last year. So there okay. you have it. If you can't make it for brunch, you have to come for dinner.
Okay. And again, 232-0101 for yes. Mother's Day brunch. And I love my mother, Albert. And I know CJ loves his mother, and everybody loves their mother.
Absolutely.
Love your mother. Love Acacia. What a coincidence.
Okay.
It's all happening.
So,
okay.
Do you have a reservation?
Please.
Have you made the reservation?
Have I made the reservation? I think I was the first in line.
We okay. thought you just wrote our names down automatically.
That's
what's
exactly
wrong?
Right.
What's wrong with you, Chef?
Okay. So, here we go. And before we talk about the grand finale dinner that's happening on May the 15th, I got to ask you. Now, you've got a choice, Albert Hall. Are you going to bring the Acacia story to a close? You've written the final chapter for this great experience, this great restaurant that we all have wonderful stories to tell. I mean, I could fill an entire hour of my Acacia stories. In fact, I could even talk about some of the things that I did not like when Chef Albert Hall took the Dungeness crab off the menu. And that's something that I've only recently begun to recover from. But anyway, we all have wonderful stories about Acacia. you're clearly not riding into the sunset. I mean, you're not going to exchange your Chef Whites for a fishing vest and spend the rest of your time on this planet, you know, playing chess and playing golf and fishing. I mean, Albert Hall, this community not only wants to know, but needs to know what happens when you wake up on the morning of May the 16th.
I guess I got to go stand in line down at the Department of Economic Security. No, I'm old. I'm not dead.
Okay.
So, you know, I've got a couple things going on that sound kind of interesting.
And, okay. And, I'm all ears, brother.
Well, I can't really divulge
a whole
lot. Oh,
come on. Well, CJ, we thought we were going to break
it down. We got the exclusive.
Well, the reason that I can't is because there's so many contingencies about, you know, when you put together a business plan, I don't have to tell you. You know, it can be complicated.
All right.
And you don't really want to disclose what's happening until you've got a firm, you know, until it's, you know, a firm deal and the ink has dried. And
I heard you were just managing Brian's modeling career. Is that not true?
It's on the side. Yes.
Oh, it's just a side gig.
I want to be Brian's publicist, by the way. When he launches his modeling career, you've got your publicist.
He's actually modeling middle school boys' clothes.
Yes. He's March on the Men of Acacia calendar. Now, Albert, it's at least we know that there is a business plan in the works, though. You said it.
There is.
You said it.
There is.
Something in the works.
There's a business plan.
Yes, and it has to do with the food concept. So,
good.
Okay, so we're making progress.
No, it's not like I'm going into my own clothing line or anything like that.
Although I mean, you could. Or open up or open up a tat shop on 4th Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, Big Al's big and tall, right?
All right, you've got a business plan, and it's a food concept.
Yes.
So Albert Hall is going to be doing something with food that requires a business plan. After the doors
Please
of Acacia closed at the
me.
End of the night on May the 15th.
Well, here's what I learned. You know, if we make it small enough, if only a handful of people show up, then we'll be able to make it.
It's victory, right?
Right?
Right. Valentine's Day. Well, we have one table and it's a two-top. Come on in.
Yeah, we're going to just do them, you know, if we have to do them two at a time, we'll just.
If I guess it right, we'll be mad.
We need to turn this table, everybody. All right. Let me ask you this. Because it sounds like that's all I'm getting out of you.
It'll be good food.
Wow. You heard it here, folks. Exclusive.
We're breaking news. Let me ask the gentleman to your left. Who needs no introduction on this radio show. He has been part of the anchor experience here at Acacia for as long as I can remember, the Honorable Chef Brian Smith. Brian, now, are you going to be just as coy as Chef Albert is? Now, I'm going to assume, because you're the delicious and dynamic duo of the Culinary and Cocktail Conversation in Southern Arizona, that you too, Brian Smith, are a part of this business plan that Albert Hall is so ambiguously talking about.
Yes, we're definitely trying to plan it on doing something together.
Great.
I wouldn't rule that out.
Just like Albert said, we've got some stuff working, things that we probably can't talk about, but we do have a couple concepts and a couple of ideas, and it's just a kind of a matter of time before we can put it all together and make an official announcement.
Okay, and what does that official announcement look like to you in terms of how is that announcement going to be made, Chef Brian Smith?
Well, we know a lot of people. We know CJ and we know the people over at...
All right, that's all great.
I mean, we know people.
That's not where I was going, Chef.
We know you.
Okay, good. Right? I want to break news. And I want you to pledge to this audience right here, right now, when this concept that has a business plan that includes both of you is ready to be announced, you're going to announce it right here on the show.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough.
Great.
I think it's...
Okay, well, we're booked for the next 9 months.
Yeah. Okay.
So come on in February and let us know how that is.
It's a cupcake.
I don't know how CJ is going to feel about helping us launch our new barbecue concept.
He is the winner of the Southern Arizona Smoking Showdown.
You know what?
I feel totally fine.
I don't even want to go there.
I thought it was cupcakes myself.
I would not. I don't even want to go there. And no, it's not barbecue.
Okay, it's not barbecue. All right, well, so we're still making progress. All right. And, you know, if anybody wants to talk to Albert Hall, 751-1041, if you think you know the question to ask him to get him to disclose more than I'm able to get out of him, 751-1041. Now, we talked about May 15th being the sort of the end of the run for this restaurant. Not for you guys, not for you guys together, but for this restaurant. May the 15th is a grand finale dinner. What, I mean, when you think about closing out an 11-year run, what does the final night look like?
Well, I don't want to give too much away because I love surprises. I love the kind of surprises that are all warm and fuzzy because they take you back.
Right.
So we're going to cover 11 years worth of Acacia in this seven-course menu.
Wait, how many courses?
Seven.
A seven-course menu.
I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to be – I think it's going to be pretty nice. We use only good stuff. I think people know that. It'll be a great opportunity for Friends of Acacia to get together.
What a great idea.
There it
is. And hobnob and kind of
– And share the stories.
The right. Bar will be open.
Yo, thank God.
And we'll be serving.
I'd be a little nervous if it weren't.
Is Marty serving?
Marty.
Marty's a hero.
Gotta have my Marty.
Yep.
Marty.
Seven course. All right, so we're not going to walk through the menu, but this is, when you say a seven-course grand finale dinner with some surprises that you don't want to give away, this is going to be a must-not-miss for the culinary and cocktail community here in Southern Arizona. Now, you probably have 1.5 reservations left. Again, 232-0101. Is that the best way to do it? People need to call?
232-0101. We'll tell you about it.
Right.
I can tell you. It's $100 a head.
That's it.
And it doesn't include the wine.
Okay, so, all right.
That's it?
$100, seven-course meal,
years of Acacia?
$100.
$100,
yes. I'm thinking...
And you wrote our names in automatically,
you know what?
Right?
I'm going to do this for you because you mentioned it before. There will be Dungeness crab.
Oh! Score.
And you know we don't skimp.
Oh, there's a pitter-patter
no skimping.
Happening right here on the show. My heart is all aflutter. Almost as... All of Flutter is Stephanie with Flutter Lash and Brow Studio. Anyway, you missed that. It was an inside joke. You have a celebrity in the house, by the way, at the bar.
I know.
Yeah, Stephanie. She's
I heard the announcement from my office.
Okay, $100. Now, will you do a wine pairing if somebody wants to pay up a little bit?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Now, we'll offer the wine pairing, and it's actually pretty reasonably priced. I think we priced it at $35.
Now, Chef Brian Smith, when you and Albert are sitting down, I mean, 11 years is a long time. So what went through your mind? You know, you get this different generations now. So I would imagine that Albert says, this is the way this has got to be. Because he got 11 years, tried and true, this is what it's going to be. Brian Smith coming in, yeah, maybe we can do that. Maybe we might want to think about this, reimagine that course. What was that interplay like when you and Albert sat down together to put together this memorable experience?
Well, when we first put it together, it was kind of one of those things where trying to figure out what dishes, because we've done so much in 11 years. There's so many items on the menu that we take it off, people get upset about. So throughout this long period of time, we've had a lot of dishes that I think we've held on to and a lot of the ones that people constantly ask for. And that's, of course, what we decided to do. And with that, I think we might try and plate some things up different and have maybe a little bit more of like a modern approach
to a
couple of them and do something a little bit different.
That's fun.
But still keeping with the old Acacia so that we're not kind of taken away from what was already in place.
The nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
We can call it a playful approach.
A playful approach. And our audience loves it when you play. And because when you play with real food. Because
yes,
Acacia is about real, honest, local ingredients that are good for you. And people say, you know, people try to overthink things in this world. But at the end of the day, when you boil it all down, when you distill the spirit of Acacia, it's real, honest, local, that's good for you. And this menu, this seven-course menu, is going to be a manifestation of that commitment. And I'm excited.
I'm always excited, but
we're
that
pretty
sounds
excited.
Amazing.
Yeah, excited.
We want to remind our listeners that in just a few minutes we're going to be doing a trivia question. And the first person that sends us a note with the right answer, actually CJ spontaneously, in his wisdom, would like to give a gift certificate for Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room to the first person that writes in with the correct answer to the trivia question. So stick around. We're going to be on that in just a few minutes, but we're surrounded by food here. And we know that happens.
Real food.
Real food.
Real cocktails.
Right. So, there's a cornucopia of culinary, conversation happening here. And I don't even know where to begin, Chef Brian and Chef Albert. So much to look at, so much to try, so much to feast. Where should we begin?
This short rib, I brought this out before Brian brought
the
other stuff out. But it's a braised short rib with tequila and orange. and with a natural pan jus.
And let me just stop you for a second.
Bacon, cheddar, mashed potatoes.
Just a short rib with an orange.
We had just taken it out of the oven. We both said, doesn't that look good?
Just a short rib with an orange. What would you call it? An orange and...
Orange and tequila.
Orange and tequila. Just another day
just a
here at Acacia.
Already,
okay,
half of
gorgeous.
It,
okay, look at this. I almost reached for my knife. I know what you would have done if I tried to do that with a short rib. Put the knife down, Matt. This is gorgeous.
I was just concerned that you weren't going to get enough to eat, so I decided maybe we should bulk it up.
Talk about that short rib.
It's like meat butter.
Candy.
Meat butter.
So tender and luscious, not dried out at all. Which anybody who cooks knows, it's easy to dry out a short rib.
It's easy to do, right.
Brian was going to put a half a pound of bone marrow on
that. That's how Brian rolls.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Okay, so CJ's right. CJ's right. The tenderness is king here. And the mark of a great short rib is the minute that hits the palate, it just begins to melt away. And it disintegrates.
The beautiful thing is, though, it's so rich and meaty, but that tequila and orange acid cut right through it right at the end.
Yes.
So you're already ready for another bite immediately, which is why
we
talked about it. Mine was halfway gone.
Is this on the menu right now?
It's on the menu live. We made these for Mr. Bing.
For tomorrow night. Yeah. Okay, so come in and try this orange tequila short. It's a braised short rib. Gorgeous, sort of velvety mashed potatoes. This is on the menu again. Mr. Bing's, this dinner show, 232-0101, happening tomorrow at Acacia. Where are we going now, guys?
Brian? It's a Mediterranean fritter. That's one of our kind of our newer items. It's got eggplant, leek, artichoke, and roasted shallot, and then it's kind of Mediterranean themed, so kind of curry-ish a little bit.
It's coming right up, isn't it? On the
top, it's got a lemon yogurt with a curry remoulade and some chili oil, some toasted baguette, or some sourdough. Yeah,
I'm gonna take a leak here.
That looks.
Family show.
It's really good.
Okay, gorgeous. What excites you? This Mediterranean style. Preparation with, I mean, there's some strong, beautiful flavors that work so well together, and I think the way that you've manifest them together is brilliant here. Talk about Mediterranean style cooking and how those flavors work together.
We can't really afford to go there, so we decided to show you our variation on a theme. Mm. And boy,
it is very Mediterranean, but it's also very Indian inspired too. I mean,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Come again.
Beautiful crust on that outside edge.
Oh, it's delicious.
Beautiful tender inside, and then the brightness of that curry really comes through.
It does.
It's a skillet fritter, though. It's not deep fried.
It's a skillet fritter. So you really do love us. You're thinking about us.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, it does say real food and cocktails.
All right.
So that was our theme.
And I love the cast. I mean, the way it plates is beautiful. It's done very thoughtfully, very intentionally. And you can just take a spoon, go at that cast iron, scoop to your heart's delight, spread it on those toast points. Beautiful. All right. The time has come to see if one of our listeners has a shot at getting a gift card for Red Smokehouse and Tap Room. We're going to do that, and then we're going to come back and finish up our tasting and remind everybody what they need to do to make sure that Acacia is on their culinary cocktail journey between now and May 15th. What would be a fun question to ask our listeners? I mean, totally spontaneously, not too hard. You know, we don't want to have too many people go into the Google sphere, but what's something fun to ask our listeners?
Let's see here. Brian, can we talk about these ribs for just a second?
We've got to go to a commercial break, though.
Okay.
I need a question first.
You have to have a question. Oh, man. Okay, let's see. Stump the chef, huh?
All right, CJ?
Okay, we know.
What is Albert Hall's middle name?
Well, I know.
All right, go ahead, Albert. You're not eligible. Put your phone down. You want to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me ask you, is it a common name?
No.
Is it Rasputin?
No.
All right.
It's on Wiki.
If it's not, let's do something else. It's too hard. No one's going to know your middle name.
No, it's a nice name.
All right. What's Albert Hall's middle name?
It's not Demosthenes.
Okay. We're going to do Albert Hall's middle name. Okay. What is Albert Hall's middle name? If you think you know the answer to the question, send us an email now, onthemenulive@gmail.com, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Yeah. First person in with the right answer to what Chef Albert Hall's middle name is going to get a Red Smokehouse and Tap Room gift certificate. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to close it out at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are live from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. The party is just getting underway. Come on over here and begin the long series of goodbyes as we say goodbye to Acacia. Again, their grand finale dinner, 7 courses of deliciousness, is happening on May 15th, 232-0101. We're back here with CJ Hamm, Chef Albert Hall, Chef Brian Smith, surrounded by what this community loves about Acacia. Just gorgeous. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Now, you have to bring your microphone up a little bit so we can hear you. All right, we're going to go after these ribs here in just a second, but Jonathan Revis, he thinks that he's got to pass this test before he goes down to the Sonoyta Elgin area and competes for that three-peat in the chili cook-off for the Southeast Arizona Wine Growers Festival. Now, this is a gorgeous bowl of chili. I mean, who thought chili could plate like this?
Do the presentation even
or could bowl like this?
Crazy.
All right,
look
so
at the diamond of cornbread crust.
Beautiful. So there's a lot going on in this chili. Placed beautifully. Now, I'm going to ask Chef Albert Hall, who knows a thing or two about chili, walk us through what you're getting from this.
This has an exquisite balance to it. It's not too hot. It's not too spicy. I can pick up all the elements that are in there.
Mm.
There's a couple different kinds of beans. Mm. There's really not much afterburn. It's not tomato-y. There was a little cornbread cracker that was served with it that's just the perfect accent for this.
Nice little touch.
And I think Johnny knows that I wouldn't let him serve it to you if it wasn't really good.
Exquisite balance. That is you absolutely nailed it. There's a lot going on, wonderful flavors working together. The balance is exquisite. I don't know, CJ. I think he's got it, man. I think he's got it.
I'm holding up a 3 right now.
A 3 for
I'm
Jonathan Revis.
A 3.
All right, Chef Brian Smith, these ribs that we're about to enjoy, I've had these a million times. I'm going to have them 1,000,001 right now. For anybody on this show and listening to the show right now that has never had these Asian-inspired ribs, talk to us about these because these are gorgeous.
So they're a soy-braised Asian-style rib. It's got ginger and garlic and soy sauce and mirin and sesame oil and sambal and tons of stuff in them. They're slow cooked, and then we flash fry them really quick to get them crispy, and then we finish them back in the sauce, and it kind of forms a glaze around them. And then we top them with some puff rice and sesame seeds and scallions, and then a little slaw on the bottom with some like a Thai style papaya salad. Dressing on them. Kind of something
this
sweet.
Is like
now CJ knows ribs, Brian Smith. So
I know ribs. I know Asian food.
You know ribs? All right, so what do you think?
This, oh, my word. It's like, so you think about the little bright red ribs you get at, like, a Chinese place, right? Now, take that, give it a James Beard Award, and put it on a plate, and that's all we're eating right now. These are phenomenal.
I absolutely love that.
I don't give high rib praise unless it's deserved, and these are absolutely great.
Don't you love the Rice Krispies on it?
Just a beautiful little just crunch right on the top. So normally we would put Captain Crunch on top of that's how
I
things roll.
Rib.
Anyway, this is on your appetizer, your bar menu, or your appetizer menu?
Yep, on the bar menu.
Great. Okay, quickly, talk to us about these gorgeous scallops I see down there.
Brian, do you mind?
He's eating chili.
These are our pan-seared scallops. They've got a farro salad with butternut squash puree on the top, and then it's got a date butter with pistachios and just a little micro salad kind of around there.
Now, those look like some seriously sized scallops. What are those, U3s?
Tens. U10s.
Swinging a miss, Matty.
Swinging a miss. No, those are beautiful. And I've tried scallops at home, Brian Smith, and I've given up. I can't do it. I've tried to do it, and I can't figure out how to. What's the secret to nailing the tenderness of a scallop like that? How do you guys do that again and again?
Get a really good, nice hot pan, good seasoning, and then just don't overcook it.
It's that simple.
Plus, you got to get the dry, fresh.
Frozen. No frozen scallops.
Never. And it's hard to get, especially like for your house. You have to know somebody in the restaurant business, which I don't.
Now, you guys. I know Albert's a whiskey guy. Brian, are you a whiskey guy?
I definitely.
Now, what are you? Are you what's your whiskey of choice whenever you roll into work? Or, I should say, whenever you check out.
We're gonna have to card him for this question.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, recently I've been drinking a lot of rye whiskey.
Me too. Love it.
I like the Willet rye a lot. I've got a bottle of that I got at Costco. That's some pretty good stuff.
Beautiful. Have you tried the Whistle Pig? I procured a bottle of Whistle Pig.
I have. The Whistle Pig is delicious.
10-year, 100-proof.
Oh, good stuff. Yep. Blanton's.
Love it.
The Bullet rye actually is really good stuff.
Have you had the High West Double Rye?
I have.
From Utah. Mm. Yeah.
The Rendezvous rye from them is really good, too, from High West. Man, I like the Del Bach whiskeys a lot.
Yeah.
I like a lot of whiskey.
Thank you for your honesty.
Welcome to business.
And I know Shep has been a Blanton's guy for a long time. I mean, you lived in Louisville, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. You worked at the what's the hotel there?
The Seal Bach.
Remember that bourbon dinner that you guys did? Do I remember the bourbon dinner?
Do you remember the bourbon dinner?
I don't remember. Barely. Anyway.
If you remember a bourbon dinner, it wasn't that great of a bourbon dinner.
Yeah, exactly. I really want to thank both of you from the bottom of my heart. Albert Hall and Brian Smith, you again and again continue to become part of people's stories when they talk about great culinary and cocktail experiences. Acacia has always been at the foundation of that. And I know that we're going to be hearing soon about a business plan and a concept that is going to put the two of you together to continue to do wonderful, miraculous things. Albert Hall and Brian Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'd like to remind everybody out there, going first class only costs a lot more.
That's right.
I suppose that's
there it is. All right. Thank you guys so much. Come on down to Acacia because the party is just getting started. And anyway, our celebrity co-host from Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room, CJ Ham. You and I are always having a great time on this show when we raise a whiskey or a cocktail.
Or three.
Surrounded by great friends, family, and food. This is how it works. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, onthemenulive.com. The show is going to be live. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell, CJ Ham reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live!